In chapter 12 of the Gospel of John, we read, "Taking palm branches, they went out to meet him, shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel.'" This large group of people had gathered in Jerusalem to celebrate their festival of Passover. And as they did, the atmosphere was upbeat and the people were excited. And as if things couldn't get any better, then they heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. But this was no longer just the Jesus who amazed them with his teaching. This was also now the Jesus that caused them to not know what to think, because just weeks earlier, we're told that he had raised Lazarus from the dead. And so with excitement up at its peak, the people gladly welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem as the long-awaited Son of David, and hopefully he would end up being their great king. But then things changed. The emotions went from sky high down to normal, or maybe even below normal. And now with emotions no longer dominating the crowd, now Jesus wasn't quite as exciting. He didn't even appear nearly as kingly. With emotions and emotional states back in check, well, Jesus found himself then betrayed, arrested, on trial, and eventually murdered on death row. It's interesting to note that when emotions were high, Jesus was exciting and they wanted Jesus. But then, with no excitement, the crowds didn't want Jesus. How about you? Where are you when it comes to Jesus? Where are you right now when it comes to Jesus Christ as you're watching this? What was your opinion of him before you were bombarded every single day with words like pandemic and coronavirus and hand sanitizer and toilet paper? What will be your view of him when everything changes again? See, we frail human beings have a problem where we allow our emotions and our emotional state to influence how we think of, how we view our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're not much unlike the crowds that one minute were welcoming Jesus into Jerusalem and the next joining and crying out, "Crucify him," because they were no longer impressed. And so let us ask God for forgiveness for all those times that we've done such a thing. But see, here's the reality. The reality is that no matter your emotional or your emotional state, who Jesus is and what he did for you, it's never affected by that. It doesn't matter where you are emotionally right now. Jesus is the true Son of David, the King of all creation. Thankfully, your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he is that almighty King, the King of creation who descended from his throne on high to take on our skin, to live in our place, to suffer for us, and then also to die to save you and me from sin, Satan, and ourselves. He is the King who blesses you with his life and death, with his perfect forgiveness, and the assurance that you have a mansion waiting for you in heaven. He gives you those things through baptism and his word. And so with emotions running as they are these days, be confident that Jesus, our heavenly King, has done everything for you and takes your eternal good into account in all that he does. Know that he has your eternal best interest in mind, and know that he is and always will be the King with all power and dominion over everything, including things like pandemics, your health, and everything else, whether it's visible or invisible. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for sending your Son to be our King and for him conquering sin, death, and hell for us. By your Spirit, may we always submit to our King and his will, so we may be around your heavenly throne one day, singing songs of praise and thanksgiving for all eternity. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.